Coaches Insight programs continue tonight on Care 93.7. Brandon Tamman, we're joined by Atchison girls basketball coach Nick Revamp, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Coming down the home stretch here of the regular season, coach, a lot to dive into here over the next few minutes, but starting with the game on Friday, you guys get a big win at home against Harmon. Another great defensive effort. You guys put a pretty solid performance together all the way around. Talk about your team's win on Friday against Harmon, and what'd you take away from it?
Sure, we just came out and attacked from the beginning. That's kind of what we talked about leading into that game. Let's set up our pressure, make them uncomfortable from the get-go, and just keep attacking. And that's what we did. A lot of steals, a lot of turnovers that led to points for us.
Yeah, the weather being a factor this week, of course, and a game against Highland Park kind of up in the air right now. Still, at least the time of our conversation here, unsure of the potential makeup. But looking at potential maybe the weekend or early next week. And you guys still have four games left here in the regular season, and one of these matchups here scheduled for tonight at home against Maryville. What can you tell us potentially about your opponent here tonight?
They're a really scrappy team. I've got some film. They play hard. They attack the boards really aggressively. We're going to have to take care of the ball. They're going to get up in us. Just hopefully we can shoot the ball well. You know, with the weather, the way it's been hard to find gym time. So hopefully we're not too rusty and we can come get after it.
Yeah, how challenging is that? We dealt with this early, you know, right after the holiday break, that first week of January. We dealt with, you know, some similar issues, and we probably talked about it back then. But how do you navigate this kind of a week when you get multiple days out of school? Do you have things kind of lined up that the girls can do from home? I mean, how do you just kind of put this all together to make sure that they're right, even though you're not able to get that true gym time?
Yeah, right. This one's tougher than the other one because the other one is right after break, so we weren't in the middle of the games or anything. Right now, we were playing some of our best basketball. So, yeah, I definitely communicate with the girls. Say, get a basketball in your hand. Do what you can. If your parents don't mind you dribbling in the kitchen, go dribble in the kitchen. But you just got to stay in the rhythm somehow. So, yeah, we just communicate, give them ideas, and kind of go from there.
Yeah, and you mentioned kind of playing your best ball right now. You had a stretch where you won four straight games before that loss to Wyandotte, which was only a three-point game, and then you bounced back with that win against Harmon. So, essentially, six games, you know, last played, five wins. So, a 5-1 stretch here. How do you keep that kind of going right now? What's been the key to this, you know, last few weeks' success? And obviously, maybe a thing or two you're looking to tweak here before we get to the end of the regular season.
Yeah, you know, defensively we've played well. We've come out and we're really finding ourselves defensively, and the offensive side has progressed as well too. We're shooting the ball better. We're finding out what good shots are and what good shots aren't, and we're taking good shots within our offense, making the extra pass. So hopefully we can keep that rolling and we can get in the gym and keep working on that.
Well, hopefully we can get the weather done and passed, because it has been an issue certainly this week. That is Atchison girls basketball coach Nick Revamp joining us here. They got to a tilt with Maryville at home tonight. Two more games next week, still trying to make up the Highland Park game as well. That was pushed back from earlier in the week, but still four games left in the regular season here for the Atchison Phoenix basketball teams. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll wrap it up with you one more time next week.
That sounds great. Thanks, Brandon.